Reject the oil-by-rail terminal in Vancouver. That's the message a Washington Energy panel is sending to Governor Jay Inslee. Yesterday, the commission voted unanimously to deny a recommendation for the proposed Vancouver Energy Project. Molly Solomon was there and has this report.
Hundreds of people packed into a standing room-only hearing for the announcement. The special meeting in Olympia was so full, staff had to open the room next door to handle overflow. Everybody was here to find out about a decision that's been years in the making, a point emphasized by Council Chair Rosalyn Marcus.
It has been a long process with voluminous information, probably the longest process in this council's history, with issues of great significance that have never been faced by this council before.
Since 2013, the state's Energy Facility Site Evaluation Council, or EFSEC, has been considering a controversial project to build the nation's largest oil-by-rail terminal in Vancouver, Washington. The council issued its final environmental review a week ago, which involved sifting through more than 250,000 public comments. Luckily for the crowd, they wouldn't have to wait much longer. The council announced their decision in a brief meeting that lasted all of 10 minutes.
All those in favor of the motion for disapproval, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Terminal opponents erupted in cheers and celebrated their win in a rally outside to the steps of the Capitol.
Stop the fossil industry.
Many had driven up to Olympia from Vancouver to attend the hearing, including Carrie Parks. She spent the past 4 years showing up at local meetings and canvassing against the terminal. She said she's still in shock that the council voted against the project.
We were kind of waiting for the shoe to drop and for them to maybe have some ifs, ands, or buts, and when they didn't, it was just a surprise.
That's because it's rare for EFSEC to outright deny a project. Typically, they recommend it, attached with a list of conditions.
We feel like our work made a difference and like democracy still works. This was all of us, and it was because of our perseverance and it was because of our commitment.
Among the crowd was Elke and Alicia Littleleaf, who drove all the way from Warm Springs, Oregon. They lead fly fishing tours on the lower Deschutes River. Both felt it was important to come to Olympia to represent Indigenous voices and protect the Columbia River. The project would send 4 additional trains carrying 360,000 barrels of oil daily through the gorge.
It's just too grave of a risk in every factor. Anyone that fishes the Columbia River Gorge or depends on it should be concerned and has every right to be here and celebrate with us.
Representatives from the building trade and labor unions were in a less celebratory mood. A group gathered outside, all wearing bright blue t-shirts with the words "Jobs Now."
Well, obviously we're disappointed.
Trevor Smith is the regional director for Laborers International Union of North America. He says the terminal project would have brought more than 300 construction jobs to the area.
So this means health insurance, retirements, this means living wages for the people that live and work in Vancouver.
The EFSEC recommendation is a huge blow for the terminal and is part of a wave of big energy projects proposed in the state that have faced fierce resistance from environmentalists. Vancouver Energy spokesman Jeff Hymas expressed disappointment in the council's decision. In an emailed statement, he says it sends a clear anti-development message to the state of Washington. The door remains open for Vancouver Energy to take legal action that could go straight to the Supreme Court. But all eyes are now on Governor Jay Inslee, who has the final say on the project. If he accepts the council's recommendation to kill the permit, the terminal project will likely be out of options in Vancouver. I'm Molly Solomon reporting.